Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday to all of you who have decided to tune in and will be sharing this broadcast. This is kind of a gloomy-looking day here on the East Coast so far, but hopefully the sun will be coming out so we can have a brighter day, right? But it's not just about the weather, as we know, that can help us to have a brighter day. It's our perspective, our outlook. So I hope that you guys are getting ready to enjoy this day in spite of how the weather is. Anyway, I want to welcome you guys to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show. And I am your host, Nayshawn Turner, the founder and CEO of Uniquely Designed Coaching. And, of course, I am the creator of the Total Empowered Woman Experience. But before we get started on today's show, which I'm so excited to be talking about, I want you to do me a favor, and you know what that favor is. I want you to stay in touch with us. So, of course, you can always stay in touch with me on my website at www.nayshawnturner.com. But also, I'd like for you to stay in touch with us on Facebook. And so what I want you to do is to contact someone and say, hey, Nayshawn is on the air, and it's going to be a great, great show today. And the way you can connect with us on Facebook is just go to Facebook and put Nayshawn Turner - Uniquely Designed Coaching. And, of course, we're on Twitter, and you can just use the @ Nayshawn _ Turner. Call somebody today. Call them right now. Say, listen, you got to listen to this show. Text them, Facebook them now, and say, this is going to be a great show because today I feel this show is so important. And I'm going to be talking about managing and maintaining good emotional and mental health for both your personal and professional success. Yes, we've got to have that good emotional and mental energy flowing through us and for everything to be just right for us to be able to function in a successful mindset, but also just for our personal life, our everyday life, right? So if you want to join into the conversation live, all you have to do is just call into the show, 646-478-0983. That's 646-478-0983. And, of course, the replay will be on Facebook, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Nayshawn Turner, and I am there. And so you can follow along with me by just pushing the blue button, and you'll always know what's coming up next. But also you can listen to every broadcast that I've ever done. All right. Listen, I have a question for you guys today. Have you been minding your mind lately? I know that's a very interesting question, right? Just think about it. Have you been minding your mind lately? Well, if not, maybe it's about time that you do. You see, I believe that wellness is more than our physical health, which I know we get a lot of people talking about physical wellness, but wellness also includes our spiritual, our financial well-being, but it also includes our mental and emotional health too. And our mental and emotional health is so critical for our professional success as well as our everyday lives, as I mentioned earlier. So as I mentioned, I want to talk a little bit about that, and I want to give you tips for managing and maintaining a good emotional and mental health for your for both your personal and professional success. See, many of us have a lot of things on our mind. I don't know, I'm raising my hand here, got a lot of things on our mind these days, right? A lot of issues, whether it's family or our personal relationships, our marriages, all kinds of pressure, whether it's financial or business and job decisions, whether it's health problems or just uncertainties about the future. And I can go on and on. And yes, there's a lot to be concerned about, so we're not going to take that lightly. But if we aren't careful, it can cause us to experience great anxiety and fear. And such anxiety and fears can be overwhelming as it captures our heart and our mind. It can cause our emotional state to plummet to an all-time low, just like the stock market. And many of us, if not all of us, are being affected in some type of way by some type of crisis in our lives. And the weight and the responsibility of whatever it is that's going on can really just be overwhelming. So what I would like to talk about as I'm just sharing this is that we can't allow, you know, all of these things to take us under mentally and emotionally. In spite of the things that may be happening around us, things that we hear on the news, all of that, we must be mindful of what's happening to us on the inside. You know, there was some years ago, I had the privilege to be a speaker at NBA Wives Conference, and I was just one of the speakers along with Terry Williams, who is a former celebrity public relations person, and she's also the author of Black Pain, It Just Looks Like We're Not Hurting. That's the name of her book, Black Pain, It Just Looks Like We're Not Hurting. And she spoke about emotional pain, or what is better known as depression. And she spoke about how many of us hide our pain or our depression due to the shame that's associated with it. And she mentioned how important it is for us to stop hiding our pain, and for us to join forces to share our pain in order for us to not only heal ourselves, but also to aid in healing one another. And I thought that her talk was really, really good because, again, most of us, we do hide. We hide behind the mask. We hide behind, you know, the saying that I'm okay, and we never really share the real deal of what's going on. And I believe that many of us have adopted that motto, don't ask, don't tell, right, as it relates to our mental and emotional selves. Most of us rather suffer in silence until the silence becomes so loud that we cannot bear it any longer. And if life escalates to such a point that we can no longer handle it, some of us might need to seek out professional help. And I pray that that's what you do. I know that especially for African American people, you know, counseling has never been something that we favor. I think it's because of the stigma, you know, that's along with it. But there's nothing to be ashamed of if that is what you need to have in order to help you to heal and to be good emotionally and mentally. And yet many of us try so hard, you know, to keep that part of whatever is going on in our lives concealed so we won't go and talk to anyone. But I believe we have to stop denying ourselves what we deserve, which is to be mentally and emotionally healthy as we can. And not only does our family depend on us, but our very lives depend on us functioning at our optimum level. So how do we as women, how do we guard against our emotions being all over the map, thus inhibiting us from being able to really focus and think clearly as we go about our day? Right, so I want to share some tips that I believe will help us to either maintain our mental and emotional wellness or to get us on a path that's going to lead us to becoming mentally and emotionally whole. All right, so here's just some tips I want to just share with you briefly in this show today. Number one is that we need to pay attention to our tension. We have to pay attention to our tension. What do I mean by that? That means we need to explore and deal with whatever it is that's bothering us so that it no longer harassed us and holds us hostage from moving forward in our lives. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on around us, and I believe that our life speaks to us. And if we don't pay attention to what's really going on, and we just think, well, this is just a part of life, and it's okay that I'm feeling a little stressed right now, or that I'm feeling, you know, the weight of all of this on my mind, and it's just so heavy, and everybody has a down day. And sure, we all have a down day, but it's different when you go from having a down day to plummeting into deep depression. And if you don't pay attention to the tension that's going on in your life and learning ways to cope with that and not allow it to overwhelm your system mentally and emotionally, you can enter into a place, a really dark place. And so that's a place that you don't want to be. So pay attention to what's going on. Be willing to deal with that immediately, to explore and find out what's really going on with me, taking that time out to listen to what's going on in your life so that you can begin to make some good choices about how to deal with that. Number two is to focus your attention on the positive. We have to think on those things that, you know, as the Bible says, things that are lovely, things that are true, things that have a good report, etc. In other words, think about those things that are going right in your life and that are good in your life. You know, sometimes we focus on so much of the negativity. We see it all the time on the news, and the news will impact us with seemingly nothing that's being reported. It's just bad news. But we think about all the things that are going wrong in our lives instead of thinking about what's going right. And, of course, if you think of all the negative things, what's going to happen? Of course you're going to be down. Of course you're going to feel discouraged. Of course you're going to feel hopeless, you know, and can enter into despair. And so we have to pay attention to what we're thinking about. As I asked that question earlier, are you minding what's on your mind? Okay, so we have to pay attention, think about what you're thinking about, and make sure that there are good things that you're thinking about. Number three is to pray. To pray. Prayer is just communicating with God, the God of the universe, who cares about you, and he's willing to answer those prayers. He's willing to tell you and it reveal to you what's going on. There's a scripture I really love. It says, if you call upon me, you know, I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know. And so a lot of times we can make God the last resource as though he doesn't know what's going on or he doesn't know how to fix it, but he does. And he can show you, you know, what those deep areas, you know, things that may be repeating itself in your life, some patterns, some mindset, something that needs to be broken off of you and for you to understand what's really, really going on, those very deep things that goes way back. He can reveal those things to you and help you to deal with that and show you strategies in how to overcome that, and that happens through prayer. The other thing is journal with gratitude. This is a time for you to count your blessings. It kind of goes along with what we talked about of having that positive mindset. But, you know, if you take time to count your blessings and think about all that you do have to be thankful for and write them down, you'll learn how to appreciate those things in a huge way. So that can help you emotionally and mentally as well. Now, of course, I'm not trying to make it to be such an easy thing. You know, for some of us, there may be a chemical imbalance. And so if that's something that's going on, check with your doctor, find out what's going on, and get help for that. You know, go and see, you know, someone who can help you, a professional counselor or some medication that you may need. So, but even if you're doing that, these things are still able to assist you in your process, in your journey of talking to a counselor as well as taking medication and learning these tools and tips that can help you along the way as well. Number five is to learn to relax and spend some me time. You know, every day we need to do something for us just to have fun. And I mentioned in a broadcast before about how to get your happy back. And so it's important that you learn how to spend some me time. You know, sometimes we're so focused on work, you know, like Rihanna's song, work, right? And so we get caught up in work, and we get caught up in so many other things, and we feel like we just don't have time. You know, we make time for everybody and everything else except ourselves. And so it's important to put ourselves on the to-do list, the to-do list to have fun and enjoy life, you know, because when all work and no play, it can cause a lot of problems. And so it's important for you to make some time for yourself. The sixth one is exercise. So it's important to maintain a routine of physical exercises. We know that it releases endorphins, which can make you feel good, but it's you know, mentally and emotionally, but also physically, it's going to do a lot for you. And when you feel good in your own skin, you know, that's going to help. And when you feel good in your own body and you're alleviating some of the aches and pains that can come from inactivity or just aging, as we all are, these are some of the things that can help you to move forward. But, of course, as we're talking about the mental and emotional health, those endorphins, those are going to give you that natural high. It's going to make you feel good about life, give you clarity in your mind and your thoughts. And it's just going to help you overall, your overall emotional and mental health, to just feel good. So don't forget to put that exercise in your day. It is truly, truly important to maintain that as a part of your mental health. And then the last thing I wanted to say is communication. As I said earlier, talk it out. Talk it out with a friend who can help just by listening, maybe with your pastor, or again, with a professional counselor. Again, there should be no shame to your game, because it's all about wellness and wholeness. And it doesn't matter what other people think or what they feel. It's all about, you know, you being who you want to become. And when we see that there are some things that are going on, you know, it's important for us as women and whoever else is listening to this, but it's important, especially as women, you know, because we take on a lot to maintain our emotional and mental health, and not to allow ourselves to feel like we can save the world. You know, we need to take out the cape and be able to know that we can't do it all, you know, and that it's okay to take time out and to take care of you. And so I hope that these seven tips have been able to help you to think about how you can maintain your good emotional and mental health. Let me go over them one more time. Number one, pay attention to your tension. Number two, focus attention on the positive. Number three, pray. Number four, journal with gratitude. Number five, learn to relax and spend some me time. Number six, exercise. Get those endorphins going. And then number seven, communication. Talk it out. Talk it out. Get someone that you can trust, that you can share your heart, the issues, the problems, the concerns, the things that's been weighing you down. Talk it out. And again, if you need help, make sure you go and do that. So if this broadcast has been of any help to anyone today, please let me know. Just go on to blogtalkradio.com/Nayshawn. There's a follow button there, and I'd love for you to follow me and to share this with your friends, but also leave a comment. I'd love to get your feedback and find out what has been helpful. If you have any questions for me, of course, you can always email me at nayshawn@uniquelydesigncoaching.com, and I will be so glad to answer any questions that you have. So anyway, in spite of the day looking gloomy, you're going to have a bright today. Make it a choice of yours and keep life shining in you and mentally and emotionally. All right, you guys, have a great day, and I will see you next Monday. Bye-bye now.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be, as we empower you to uniquely design your life.